Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. John Copeland is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. John is a great friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of Accelerate Your Social Media, and he is here to talk to us about that very topic. John Copeland, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim, and good afternoon from London. It's great to be back again.
All the way from the UK. We're glad you're here. Thank you for making some time for us. How are things over there in the UK?
Yeah, generally pretty good. Yeah, we had a great summer weather-wise. And a very dry September, but it's the rain's making up for it this month, certainly.
You can always count on that, can't you?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
Well, it's good to have you back. In the last couple of visits,
yeah,
you were helping us. You were getting us launched on what you call the five key accelerators of social media. We talked about your authentic profile, which is where I'll tell you what. Give us a real quick tour of the first two, authentic profile and core network, and then we're going to talk about the third one, real quick.
Okay. Sure. For the new listeners on this show, particularly with me on board, Accelerate is a mnemonic, so it's a five-step strategy to get return on investment on social media. So it's the ACCEL of Accelerate, the word Accelerate. So it starts with a authentic profile. So that's getting your profile absolutely spick and span, whether it's LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, etc., and optimizing it. Mm-hmm. The second one, which we discussed in the last call, it's core network. It's basically adopting things like the 80-20 rule to realize, you know, who your core, your nearest and dearest are in your business network, and to concentrate on them to get the best results.
And to make sure you know how to leverage your network.
Absolutely. Yeah. With less is more in mind, because as our networks grow, and in our ever busy, you know, respective worlds. Obviously, that's going to be more of a more challenge. So, obviously, it's about concentrating the right people.
Right.
And then today
we're talking about credible proof, absolutely. Which is the second C in the Accelerate.
Yeah.
Tell us about that. What does that mean, credible proof?
Well, yes. I mean, I think a well-known term is social proof. And in this context, it's about how people view others. And really, in my opinion, the bar's constantly being raised on this, so I've sort of upped the game, not just for myself, but obviously for the readers of my book and, you know, those who are training coach, and that is go for credibility, you know, that good old-fashioned word, credibility. Go for credible proof.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what do I mean by this? So briefly, you know, there are a lot of big claims out there, whether online, offline, particularly in the small business world. I'm sure you've come across some, and it sort of raises eyebrows. Sometimes you think, really? Some of the claims I'm sure are true. But really what can help is where people making those claims, whether they won awards, et cetera, you know, can basically back it up with some information. And so, you know, how does one meet this challenge? So there are various tactics. Would you like me to share some?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So, firstly, Jim, as we spoke before in various calls, a good old-fashioned word of mouth. You can't beat that, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Referrals are golden.
Absolutely. It's all about your reputation. So, offline, which is very, very key when you go networking and meetings, etc., good old-fashioned word of mouth. You know, what people saying about you, when, and in what context.
Can I stick something in here, John? The thing to remember, and this is the thing that I keep reminding some people need to be reminded about this, the social media isn't the goal. Social media is the tool. The goal is to get somebody to shake your hand and give you their money.
in business, that's what it is,
right? I mean,
yes,
it's the conversion. It's not the activity. It's the conversion.
Yes, and absolutely, totally agree. And as we alluded to in the last call, it's about the whole picture, the bigger picture, and some of your marketing.
Right. But when it comes to credible proof, I'm still a little shaky on what, exactly how that connects to a social media strategy.
Sure, great timing. I was just about to go into that. So let's say in a LinkedIn context, for example, okay, there's that controversial endorsement. Okay, mm-hmm. Some people take it more seriously than others.
Right.
Where people can, at a click of a button, endorse others.
Right.
But I think what's more credible, really, is the written recommendations, for example, on LinkedIn,
right,
in the social media context.
Yeah.
Where basically a customer or a member of your network has taken the mm-hmm. time to actually write.
And you can tell by reading it that this isn't something contrived. It may not be perfectly written. It's something that came from the heart. What do you think about when people send you a note and say, "Would you endorse me on my LinkedIn page?" What do you think about that?
I mean, if they've earned it, that's great. If I've done business with them, or I can recommend them in some way, great. But if I can't, then I'm not being funny, but should I?
It puts me off when people ask me that out of the blue.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. If I said to you, John, you're one of the most knowledgeable social media experts that I know, and you really do a great job on my show. I just wanted you to know that. I think you would have the right to say, "Wow, Jim, that's awfully nice thing for you to say for me. Would you mind saying that on my LinkedIn page?"
I
think that's okay. But if out of the blue you sent me an email, and I hadn't talked to you in 6 months or whatever, you said, "Hey, will you endorse me?" That's different, isn't it? All right, so we lost. Looks like the channel cable may have been undermined. We lost John. We're going to get him back on the line. But folks, and some of you have had that to happen before, haven't you? And probably you've had people endorse you for whatever different thing on LinkedIn, for example. If you're on LinkedIn, and I hope you are. If you're in business, I hope you are on LinkedIn. But you've had people endorse you, and it feels good. It's a nice thing to feel when somebody, you get an email where they say so-and-so has endorsed you for whatever, and then you look over your LinkedIn page, and there it is up there in your LinkedIn page. I think all of that is more of a warm fuzzy for you than it is a big deal for other people. John Copeland's right. The personally worded recommendation, those are the ones you want, and they need to come from people who wanted to give them to you. 20 after, right back with John Copeland. We'll get him back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.